The Future of Application Acceleration, brought to you by Juniper Networks. Traditionally, what's good for IT and what's good for users has been at odds. The business has these overarching goals of reducing costs, increasing productivity, and ensuring regulatory compliance. But the way IT delivers on them has been in conflict with user expectations. For example, the goal of improved productivity means users need fast access to applications, which typically requires servers local to the user. But that's in conflict with regulatory compliance, which would advocate for centralized servers to facilitate centralized data replication and backup. Enterprises need a mechanism for achieving the business goals and allowing both users and IT to succeed. There are several ways that the WAN can have a negative impact on application delivery. Limited bandwidth at a time of increasing application content, latency becoming a significant issue with expansion to overseas branches, contention among real-time and interactive applications for the same bandwidth, and management visibility into ongoing and historical application performance over the WAN. Over the next few slides, we will describe how Juniper's WAN acceleration solutions can be used to address each of these challenges. Juniper's WX WAN acceleration solution is made up of four basic components. The first of these is compression and caching. Compression and caching techniques are designed to mitigate the problems of limited bandwidth. The goal of compression and caching is to reduce the amount of data that has to traverse the WAN. The second basic component of the WX solution is acceleration. While compression and caching is used to reduce the amount of data crossing your wide area network, acceleration techniques are designed to mitigate the limitations inherent to the TCP protocol in general, as well as certain application-specific protocols, such as SIFS and MAPI, SIFS being used for Microsoft File Transfer, and MAPI for Exchange Email. The third piece of the WX framework is application control. While compression and caching and acceleration help make better use of your limited bandwidth and high latency links, application control is designed for prioritizing certain applications over others when there is temporary contention for the fixed bandwidth. Application control consists of QoS, or quality of service capabilities, as well as policy-based multipath. Finally, the fourth component of the WX solution is visibility. This consists of device-level and network system-level visibility into performance and status metrics for both the WX solution as well as the applications that travel over that solution. These four basic components combined into one platform deliver a powerful and comprehensive solution to your WAN optimization and acceleration needs. Now that we've had an overview of the four basic components that make up the WX framework, let's look at a little more detail for each one of them. We'll start with compression and sequence caching. Because organizations run applications with different traffic characteristics, IT needs a combination of reduction tools to increase WAN capacity. Juniper got its start with MSR, or molecular sequence reduction, a next-generation compression algorithm that runs in memory and uses flags to reduce repeated data patterns. It can increase WAN capacity anywhere from 2 times to 10 times. It provides dramatically better results than router-based compression without adding the latency that these older technologies do. Think of network sequence caching as an improvement on web or file caching. It uses hard disks to store patterns so it can store longer patterns and can store them for a much longer period of time than MSR can. So it can eliminate repeated patterns seen days or weeks earlier, providing anywhere from 10 times to 100-time increase in the available WAN capacity. But better than web or file caching, sequence caching operates on data patterns outside the construct of a file web page structure, so it can eliminate repetition even on modified files. Most businesses have a mix of traffic, so they'll benefit from a combination of MSR and NSC. short-lived sessions will benefit from MSR, and applications such as data replication are a good example of those that benefit from NSC. So much of that traffic is repeated that NSC dramatically speeds the replication time and decreases the bandwidth needed to perform it. Now let's take a look at application acceleration, the second of the four basic components that make up the WX framework. Bandwidth is only one reason that applications perform slowly across the WAN. Latency is another major factor, sometimes overlooked and not well understood. If a user's WAN pipe isn't full, yet users continue to complain about application performance, chances are latency is the fault. Latency can affect applications at different layers. Sometimes it's at TCP's behavior that slows an application, as in FTP and other bulk transfer applications. And sometimes it's the application's own Layer 7 protocol. The best example of when the L7 protocol is the reason for the slowdown is Microsoft Exchange Email using MAPI, or file access on Microsoft file services using SIFS, and web traffic running over HTTP. For those applications, accelerating TCP will do nothing to speed up these applications because they send data in even smaller chunks than TCP does. So opening up the TCP window side doesn't help them until they accelerate it at layer 7. Then TCP acceleration can kick in as well to speed up the application. Juniper has developed two different techniques to solve each of these problems. PFA, or packet flow acceleration, which is also called TCP acceleration, accelerates applications at the TCP layer. And application flow acceleration, or AppFlow, accelerates at the specific layer 7 layer. Things such as Exchange, file services, and web traffic. You need both. TCP provides the broadest general acceleration, and the application-specific acceleration is essential for those business-critical tools to enable server centralization and or consolidation. For those applications, once you accelerate them at layer 7, then the TCP acceleration also kicks in to further speed up their performance. Now let's take a look at some of the results we can get from application acceleration. This report is based on data taken from real networks and represents the range of application acceleration that the WX can provide. Acceleration results will vary depending on the impediments in your particular network. Now let's take a look at the third component of the WX framework, application control. After you provide more bandwidth and accelerate applications to overcome latency, you still need to control which applications should gain access to the precious WAN resources. For QoS, or quality service, the hallmark for Juniper is ease of use. We let IT think in terms of applications and set policy for which applications should get first access to the WAN via very simple templates and wizard-based tools. If you're implementing Voice over IP, for example, there's a built-in template that makes setting up QoS for Voice over IP very easy to click and apply. One key attribute of the QoS capability is its ongoing understanding of the available bandwidth. This feature is key to understanding how much to throttle back certain applications, and it also enables better performance over shared networks with variable bandwidth, such as MPLS. The policy-based multipath tool is unique to Juniper. It enables IT to decide, in sites with multiple WAN links, which applications should flow over which path. IT can set performance thresholds for loss and latency, and set a policy that says, move the application to the alternate path if performance degrades below this threshold level. Move the application if the link fails, or never move the application at all. Visibility, with all its critical reporting functions, provides IT with WAN, link, and most importantly, application performance metrics. The tools are critical for troubleshooting as well as future planning. The device-specific information in WebView, built into each Juniper platform, provides all the key top talkers, application statistics, and performance information for each device. CMS, or Central Management System, on the other hand, provides that kind of information aggregated across multiple devices. It also enables other features such as automated deployment and allows IT staff to define custom My Juniper portals to view the reports and sites critical to them. The MyWAN portal is a configurable, at-a-glance look at key WAN performance metrics. The executive report provides a CIO-level overview of applications and WAN infrastructure performance. Included in the executive report is data on compression provided by the Juniper WX platforms, top applications being delivered across the WAN, WAN path latency distribution, providing detail on the impact of latency across the WAN, and WAN path loss distribution, highlighting issues with packet loss on the WAN. Automated deployment. The WX can get its configuration automatically from the CMS or central management server. The device can be deployed in the field simply by providing the IP address of the registration server. Devices are authenticated and can only join the community upon authorization. This capability enables large-scale deployments with limited IT resources. The WX product has a history of innovation. We have anticipated customer requirements and built the necessary capabilities to serve them. The value proposition has evolved from bandwidth return on investment to acceleration, and the deployments have transitioned from isolated tactical deployments to more pervasive strategic deployments. Providing independent public verification of our capabilities, Juniper's WX product has won 2 competitive tests conducted by the Network Computing publication in the last 2 years. At the beginning of the presentation, we described how achieving business objectives can sometimes put IT objectives and user objectives in conflict. With the Juniper platform deployed broadly in an organization, IT and users are no longer at odds in achieving their critical goals. Both groups can deliver on the high-level business needs and not be in conflict with each other. Looking ahead to the future, Juniper's application acceleration strategy is made up of 3 components: accelerate more applications, leverage visibility and reporting, and increase reach and scalability. Juniper believes that this approach allows us to solve real strategic application performance problems for customers, whether they implement the solution on their own or subscribe to a managed service. Let's look at one example of accelerating more applications. Since more and more applications are being delivered using SSL encryption, the WX platform will offer the ability to accelerate SSL encrypt flows by being part of the trust relationship in an SSL session. Adding to this per-flow acceleration capability will be another feature that allows web content caching at the branch. Inconsistent user experiences for applications such as video distribution can prevent widespread adoption of productivity-improving practices such as remote training and training on demand. The WX CMS, or Central Management System, will report on and maintain network-wide standards for the delivery of demanding applications such as video content. As enterprises add new applications to their network, the WX will deliver the necessary acceleration features for those new apps. One example of our strategy to increase reach and scalability is future delivery of a WX agent that combines Juniper's best-in-class routing and security technologies with acceleration for use with individual PCs in a branch of one or with home and mobile workers. For both large enterprises and managed service providers, application acceleration deployments require the integration of visibility, acceleration, and reporting into one platform. That is what Juniper's WX solution delivers as part of its visibility and reporting strategy. These visibility and reporting capabilities need to scale for the largest deployments, as well as provide centralized and segmented access for multiple user and customer groups. Juniper's visibility and reporting tools give deep application layer visibility that allows you to proactively manage your enterprise WAN resources and offer SLA reporting as part of a managed service While this presentation is focused on Juniper's WX solution for application acceleration, this is but one component of an integrated enterprise networking solution that combines best-of-breed routing, firewall and intrusion prevention security, SSL VPN, and network access control into a single solution from one vendor. Juniper's integrated enterprise networking solution is backed by global support services to ensure initial and ongoing success for all of our platforms. Thank you for listening to Juniper's Application Acceleration presentation.